Okay.
Jacob and Platter, good to go?
Yeah, looks like it. So we'll see. We'll see in warm ups. But oops, sorry, but it was encouraging this morning.
Any Vladdy skated again? Any thought on where he might be?
And no, but he's not playing tonight. So those the three guys that were hurt in the Minnesota game, still no timetable for any of them to come back.
And you're still flabbergasted that this has happened.
Flabbergasted. Do you have a better word than that? That's a good one. That's what I'm trying to come up. Flabbergasted. Flabbergasted. How many syllables is that?
Four.
I can't come up with a better one, so what's that? This isn't going well, this whole scrum. ask me.
Is this a different level for you? I mean, you guys have fought through injuries for years. This is all that, but is this a new level?
I think it's more magnified because we don't have any room for error when it comes to the standings, and games are running mighty thin. So now it's really magnified. And you look back at some of the previous years, it just felt like we had points, we had a little cushion, and we don't have it this year. And I think that's where this is, this makes it tough. But I've not seen, there's one thing, you lose a winger here or a defenseman here or something like that, but between player transactions and injuries, to have that many players down the middle go out is numbing.
Ever send any apology emails to Benoit up in Syracuse?
I know, you know what though, I have talked to him about it. Like, the one thing about being in the American League, I've been on the other side of this, but you feel awful because we affect two teams, our team and theirs, and there's another team that, you know, fortunately they have little bit of a cushion, you know, to make the playoffs, but we desperately want them to make the playoffs, and the more players we take, the more wear and tear it is on them. So but he's doing a heck of a job down there keeping those guys, that team afloat, and you know, hopefully we can get some guys back so it can help them as well.
Connolly's having a really good year for the Capitals. I guess, what is your thought on how well he's playing, and you've been around him before?
Yeah, I had him in Syracuse, and it's Prince George boy, so you always cheer for him. But he's just a natural ability to score, and I think, you know, it took him a little time to find his way in the league, but he's found a home in Washington, and he's kind of settled into a really good spot. You know, they've got some guys that carry the spotlight there, and Ovechkins and Backstroms, and go down the list of guys. And then Brett just slides right in there, and quietly he's got, what is he at, 15 goals or something like that. And he can do that. And when you have, you know, he's become that secondary scoring that teams desperately look for. And I think, you know, he's took him a little time to mature into the league. And I'm happy for him because he's found a home and he's a really good kid.
Are you so tunneled in now, you know, popping your head into the training room, as it were, that you're not aware? I mean, how much do you keep track of what New York has left, what Toronto has left? Can you not get into that?
Hard to say. Let's be honest. After we lost the other night, I think when I came back in, I was, you know, my first question was, how did everybody else in the East do? And you can't help but look now and see what other teams are doing. But it's always post-game. It's never before. It's never, I couldn't. You know what, I don't even know who they're playing right now. I know they're all playing today, I just don't know who, and I don't really care to. I care that we're playing Washington. You know, we're licking our wounds from the 5-0 loss, and we have to beat these guys tonight. We need the points, and that's what our big focus is.
And the type of game now, you just like drop it out of the system.
But you have to. Well, there's 82 of them, so.
Yeah. You're going to have those.
Sometimes this is going to happen. It's just the fact that it happened in game 70. Whatever it was, is when we're fighting for a playoff spot is tough. But get some points tonight and easy way to forget it.
considering what Stamkos has been through, he said, yeah, I know how I was supposed to feel when I was supposed to be back. Is that something that you know as a coach, like, hey, he's not going to come back when he before he's ready, you're not going to want to come back even though you're in the playoff race. You'll know you can trust, like, hey, when he said he's ready, he's going to be ready.
Well, you just look at, you know, I've been around him for a long time, but there were just the what he's done to come back, and I know there was frustrating times. I know that probably that December, January was really tough for him because, you know, you're starting to feel a little better, but there's still, like, it doesn't seem like there's an end in sight. Well, I think there's an end in sight now, and he's worked really hard to get to this point, and I know the second they say you're okay to play, he's going to play. I know he wants to play this year. We don't know if it's in the cards yet, so I know he's working on it. We want him to come back, but it definitely will be a situation that we rush him.
I know it's past the trade line, but it would be the equivalent of a trade deadline acquisition.
Naturally, that would be a good one for us. But it's not here yet, so hopefully it comes soon.
Is Vermeen on an emergency recall? So if Palat is healthy, does he have to go back?
You know what? That's a question for higher up the chain. But yeah, all our guys are emergency recalls now.
It's emergency team.
Yeah. We just put our logo up in the sky, and they fly up. And
thanks, John.
Hey, Gordy.